The quest for happiness pulls us in many directions. Good and bad. Many things promise happiness, but only end up leading to disappointment, depression, and death. Some things deliver partial happiness, but only leave us dissatisfied, wanting more. Inside each of us is an infinite space that must be filled. That space can only be filled by God. When we try and fill that place with anything other than God, it is impossible to be happy. That place is your heart. Jesus taught, "Happy are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." Your heart is the center of who you are. It is the place where decisions and choices are made. It is where you create, initiate, bring into existence what has never been before. Your heart is free to choose anything it wants. That is called free will. The heart and will together connect with your mind. The mind is constantly bringing thoughts before the heart. The heart makes a decision, a choice on every thought. Our body connects us to the physical and social world. Surrounding our physical body is our soul. Our soul, like our heart and will, is also eternal. Souls can be broken or healthy. A neglected soul is like a deserted home with broken windows and swinging doors, letting anybody or anything in or out, allowing forces of evil access to our innermost sanctuary. Your soul's condition depends on the choices of your heart. Your heart decides the condition of your total being. That is why Jesus said, "To be happy, your heart must be pure." Jesus taught only a person with a pure heart can see God. God can only inhabit a pure heart, a perfect heart. To be happy, we need a perfect heart. Jesus is the only one that can take a broken heart and make it perfect. Our hearts are full. Sin is doing things our way instead of God's way. Man is born with a wicked heart. A wicked heart makes wrong choices. An evil heart makes choices based on lies and fantasy. A heart filled with God and His truth makes choices based on reality. When our heart makes choices based on God's truth, we direct our entire being towards reality. For centuries, man believed Earth was the center of our universe. Man believed all the stars and planets revolved around his world. Then man discovered the sun was the center of our universe. Earth was nothing more than a speck of a planet on the edges of an insignificant galaxy. The only large object that revolves around the Earth is the moon. The sinful heart of man believes he is the center of everything. The truth is God exists at the center of everything. And with every choice our heart makes, we are moving towards or away from God. Towards eternal joy and happiness, or towards anguish and despair. If we are unhappy, it's because of our choices. Of our sins. We have chosen to do things our way instead of God's way. We distance ourselves from God every time we choose to disobey Him. Hell is not so much a place we are sent, but a place we choose to be. Hell is the place where God is not. Hell is where the lies of Satan take total control. Every time our heart chooses not to act on God's truth, it moves us a step closer to hell, one choice at a time. Only our heart has the free will to decide whether to spend an eternity in God's presence or an eternity in hell. The decision to be happy can only be made by you. Jesus died as a punishment for every wrong thing you have ever done. Jesus gave his life on the cross to pay for your sins. The blood of Jesus is the only solution to a sinful heart. The blood of Jesus will make your heart pure. You can only accept Jesus' blood as a gift. Because your heart is now pure, the Spirit of God can join with your spirit and inhabit your heart. A heart ruled and controlled by the Spirit of God will make right choices. The Spirit of God, joined with your spirit, will give you the power to make difficult decisions. Good decisions of the mind will direct your body. Repeated actions of your body will produce habits which create peace and order. Good habits form your character. A God-like character will develop relationships that overflow with love, true love. True love is the source of all happiness. True love always begins in the heart.